Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3-2-1 Ghost. I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle. And as always, joined by my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
So good. How are you?
Really excited to talk about this movie. Who are we kidding? We're firmly just planted in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And why not?
It's a great place.
It's a great place. God damn it. It is a gold mine. It is not my nostalgia. Hey, everybody, we're talking about 1999's a great year, by the way, just before the turn of the millennium. 1999's The Faculty, directed by Robert Rodriguez, Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, which, might be my favorite vampire movie.
It might be mine, too. I love it so much. We should talk about that movie.
This shit's so much fun. I wonder if that's how he got Selma Hayek to be in this one.
God, Selma Hayek in the 90s. Oh, gorgeous.
Here I am about to be like Bebe Neuwirth in the 90s. God damn, girl, you're working it. I fucking love it. And all about it. So this movie, also very late 90s. We've got a screenplay by our boy, industry legend, Kevin Williamson.
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, I mean, that screenplay was him, right? The story now written by David Wechter and Bruce Kimmel. This was like early 90s, like so nearly like a decade before the movie actually ended up getting made. And Kevin Williamson actually was going to direct this movie originally.
Does he direct?
He directed Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Oh, okay.
Right, which is one that he also like wrote himself. But that was like an original story, whereas this is a doctored up, you know, story that already exists. And I'm sure probably, you know, the Weinsteins are just like, you know, hey bro, can you just make everything we do just like Scream? You're just gonna be keep doing this to all of our scripts. And he did, right? Just
cookie cutter that shit.
Well, and that's where you get some of the, it's not like meta, it's just this like very lazily referential, maybe shoehorned even references to other sci-fi like, movies and tropes.
Like maybe they thought it was meta, but actually it's how you described it, because they do bring up Invasion of the Body Snatchers quite a bit.
And Men in Black and E.T.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
A few others too.
All the movies with aliens they could think of.
Or at least like a lot of ones that also occurred in like the last like couple of years. We'll get there once we get to that scene. But this fucking cast is stacked.
Oh, so stacked.
Holy shit. Let's start with the faculty themselves, right?
Okay. You had to start with the faculty so that we sound older.
But like, what's funny because now a lot of the actors that played the kids are now a lot industry legends in their own right. A lot.
Right? And they're playing the parents and like the older like adults in movies too. So that's wild.
But you've got fucking Robert Patrick, of course, from X-Files and Terminator 2, of course.
Love him.
Dude, you've got fucking, I already showed my hand, Bebe Neuwirth. She's fucking awesome.
We love her.
I came home from work, and it was a late night, and I came home and my wife was watching Jumanji.
Yeah.
Randomly. And also.
That's so funny. Just by herself.
Another Bebe Neuwirth production. And then I came at the beginning because it was like, you know, the old, you know, it's before he tears up David Allen Greer's shoes and he gets trapped in the thing. And I remember being that guy pointing and being like, man, that dude gets fucking killed the shit out of him in the Halloween H2O. I kept calling him Jumanji boy. So.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that movie. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. So I don't know. We'll see if I'm going to revisit that. So fuck yeah, Bebe Neuwirth. You have Piper Laurie, who Piper Laurie's in a bunch of things, but I adore her the most from Twin Peaks. Who do we got? John Stewart.
Young John Stewart.
A young John Stewart looking good, even with the goatee, I think.
I love a goatee. That's one thing that I can't leave behind in the 90s. Give me all the goatees. Love it. This reminds me of boy bands.
You've also got, sorry if I fuck up her name, Famke Janssen, Who also is she's more famous probably for being in the X-Men movies. She was also in that remake of House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, I love her in that. She's Evelyn.
And she plays the whatever the fuck, Miss Burke. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Weirdest character. I have a lot of thoughts about Miss Burke.
Jesus. And then, of course, like I said, you got Selma Hayek as Nurse Harper, just being sweet, doing whatever, probably just the day that it took her to film in one room than the other room.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. These kids. You got Josh Hartnett.
He's back.
He's back, right? Love him. From Halloween H2O. He also, I think I'd watched 30 Days of Night again, maybe in between the H2O episode and now, or maybe I watched it before and I was talking about it.
You know,
but
I've never seen that.
It's,
is it worth watching?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
off the top of my head, maybe throw it a 2.5 boo, probably.
You have a boo score already.
a sneak boo score, sneak preview sneak. Boo.
Okay.
A
sneak preview boo. No.
And you know how I am about vampires. So it's got to be a very specific.
You've already mentioned two vampire movies in the last 5 minutes that you like. So how do you feel about vampires?
Yeah, maybe I do love them. I don't know. So you got Josh Hartnett. You've got Elijah Wood. This was must be right before Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he looks like a baby.
Him and Jordana Brewster are probably the only two that like look like legitimate high schoolers.
Yeah, they both look pretty young.
Fast and the Furious also came out in 99, and she like looks older in that movie than she does. And I don't know if it was it wasn't like a significant difference
like
in
a
makeup.
Baby face.
Right.
You could like you see like the babiness of her face for sure.
And that's what kept her like looking still like a high schooler, whereas like I remember her having that in Fast and the Furious, but I'll stop there because I can talk about how much I fucking love Fast and the Furious.
You bring it up anytime you can.
She is an industry legend, maybe not in the horror context, but on my Fast and the Furious pod, industry legend Jordana Brewster. Easy. Clea DuVall.
DuVall, I love her.
Me too. She is really good in everything she's in. I think the most recent thing I saw was Veep, probably, where she's dating the vice president's daughter. And also Carnival, the very short-lived early to mid-2000s HBO show about that traveling carnival. Have you seen that one?
I still have not watched that. I think you made me watch the first episode of it, and then I never saw it through.
I think if you ask me, like right now, top five horror shows ever. So I still think it counts as horror. It gets real fucked up. So
I don't like to start shows that are like canceled prematurely or don't have an ending. Is it that good that it's worth watching even without an ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Add that to the list too. So I've got 30 Days of Night and Carnival. Carnival. Okay.
You got Sean Hitosi is Stan, our football player, who is charming.
I have a lot of questions about Stan as well.
Yeah.
A lot of comments.
And then, of course, you got our boy Usher Raymond as Gabe, who, I mean,
who's barely in this movie.
And I'll probably just say it right now. I would have preferred if Usher played Stan.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. He
Give him
have.
A bigger role. Yeah. Like, have the cast then, of course, and then be more diverse, giving a lead
role.
Yeah,
can we have one lead role that isn't a white person?
Right. So you also have some bad fucking cameos, too, which are awful. Of course, you've got Danny Masterson, noted fucking sexual predator and creep.
Yeah, I totally forgot he was even in this. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
When I was watching it, I was like, oh, no.
I know. And then I totally forgot you have this weird cameo by Harry Knowles. Do you know who he is?
No.
He was really popular in, more just kind of genre nerd kind of communities for his website, Ain't It Cool News. And he is just a fucking weirdo pervert too. And like reading his like review of the faculty and being on set with the faculty, it was already really weird that he was like reviewing this movie when he's like in it, you know?
Yeah.
And, but he is, it is just bumbling, fucking just egomaniacal nonsense. The dude is a fucking creep. And he ended up being kind of like a sex creep later on. So fuck him. It's okay.
Okay. I was going to ask you to define like what kind of creep, but that answered my question enough. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, when you think you have a lot of power over people and influence over people, you know, I don't know. So I don't want to get into that too much. And, but you know who you do have, which is very strange, is you got John Abrams.
Yeah. Our boy from House of Wax.
Fuck yeah.
And Scary Movie.
Yeah. Industry legend, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. He's getting there. He's getting there.
I feel like, I just feel like I'm just so prepared that there's going to be another movie or two that I don't know or don't remember that he's in that he'll pop in. He's like fucking Kyle Gallner that way. Where, where I'm just like, hey, what the fuck, bro? What are you doing here?
What are you
here?
Doing here? Yeah.
You're just keeping it up. You're just putting yourself a nice little portfolio together.
I love that he's listed as fuck you boy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that whole thing is really weird.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about that couple too.
So
so much going on.
Before we hop into the movie, I kind of want to get your thoughts on sci-fi and sci-fi horror. And where you kind of place this movie in the ranks of the movies you've seen.
Okay. I love just regular sci-fi. I don't watch a lot of it, but love Star Trek. So never really got into Star Wars. Like my husband really tries to push it on me and it's not happening. But I love Star Trek. The original show, The Next Generation, some of the movies. And I love horror and sci-fi meeting. Anything that takes place in space is already like pretty exciting. Like we're off to a great start. And so whether you're in space and there's like something spooky happening, or if you're on Earth and then aliens are interfering, like love those combinations of things. So where this movie is kind of like, I didn't even think about it when I had said like, oh, we should talk about a movie that has aliens. This was not like on my list of things I was thinking of because it feels like a slasher that just has aliens. Like I know it's like it fits that formula of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it still feels very slashery to me. And I think it's because of the Kevin Williamson effect where you've got this like large star-studded cast and people can just be picked off one by one. And, you know, we don't know who we can trust and, you know, all these things. So love sci-fi horror. And I think this movie lands somewhere in between. And I think it's a really good time.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's what drew me so much to it. It did have all those trappings of, you know, your murder mystery, your murder mystery slasher, right? So fuck, just so much fun. I agree. I read the shit out of Animorphs. You ever read those?
Oh yeah, I loved Animorphs.
Same thing, little slugs taking over brains.
The books and that shitty show.
Yeah, that show was pretty bad. And I remember even as a kid being like,
yeah, like it. Like all the production quality, you're like five.
Maybe and 10. Then you put on the Goosebumps show and you're like, this is it.
That was it. And Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, of course. Oh yeah. They were so good to us in the 90s.
Yeah, they really were.
Spooky shit for kids. And yeah, I hear you. I just had a lot of fun with this movie. And again, the writing is, yeah, I mean, like, I had to reread to see, like, how much Kevin Williamson did. And he actually did write the screenplay, essentially. He had the, so I was just like, who's responsible for
tit bags?
tit bags is exactly what I was going to say.
I know.
Who's responsible for that?
What does that even mean? What?
I know that Kevin Williamson also created, like, additional characters. And I wonder if Elijah Wood's character was that new character.
Oh, why do you think that?
You could almost get rid of him almost entirely, attribute the finding stuff out to Stokely, and the last person, final girl left alive being Zeke. And because, well, I guess Stokely's more your Randy character, right? Because they go to her and she's like, all right, here's how sci-fi works, and here's probably this and this and this and this. But like, I mean, it's even when Jordana Brewster calls him, like, you know, that Stephen King kid, you know, every school has one, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like he was your surrogate that maybe I feel like he was like tacked on. He doesn't really contribute a whole lot and then ends up being kind of the final girl.
So I was thinking about Casey, and now that you're saying this, like, a lot of pieces are coming together, because he doesn't really, you're right, he doesn't really contribute anything. Like, the smart one is actually Zeke. And then, yeah, Stokely's got the sci-fi knowledge. Casey's just this poor kid that just gets bullied. Like, God, he gets bullied. And takes photos for the school paper. So I'm like, what does he contribute? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, dude, taking like photos of Delilah, like when she's not like paying attention. Okay, creep.
That's some stalker behavior. Absolutely. Like, that's what his dad should have been taking away from his room.
He'd be like, keep the porn, flog your bishop to that. Just, I don't know about fucking pictures of these fucking girls you go to school with. Do they know that they're being taken photos, or, you know, do they know they're having their photograph taken?
Yeah.
Fuck. So the introduction of all these characters is very strange, but
I appreciate the names going across the screen. Otherwise, I would be like, I wouldn't know anybody's fucking name.
I think if I wasn't recording a podcast on this movie, I don't think I would have remembered anyone's names either
Still?
Way.
Wow.
The weird part is that you have these, like, sometimes you have a few of these aggressive, angry characters. We'd mentioned, you know, the fuck you boy and the fuck you girl, right? And then we also open our movie with Robert Patrick, who I guess just normal tenor of that high school coach is like fucking just aggro flipping shit over.
I love him.
Fucking fight kids. He is just like, if anything, like, God damn, like, thank God someone put a fucking parasite in that dude to chill him the fuck out. Cause what the fuck?
Of course, my first note about this movie is I love the coach. I love how unhinged he is. It, like, can you imagine caring that much about high school football? Like, that's his life.
I mean, probably. I've not seen Friday Night Lights. I have not, you know,
oh, totally different
really been
vibe.
That attached to that situation. But I think people, I don't know.
In Ohio?
Yes.
I would think so. I don't know that even in 1999, he could have gotten away with talking to those kids that way. Especially not now. He definitely couldn't. But in 99, do you think?
No, probably not.
Right?
But still.
I love when he flips the fucking bench with the water.
Oh my gosh. When it's funny, because, yeah, ironically, he goes from hating water so much. He starts flipping the bench with all the water tubs on it. He starts stamping out the sprinkler. He's like, I fucking hate water so fucking much. I'm so fucking angry. And then next thing you know, he's just fucking arms crossed, just bathing in it, just cascading over him.
I didn't even catch that. How much he hates water.
How much he fucking hates water. and so that's got to be Mary Beth who walks up to him then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Which is a weird reaction. Like, I'd be like, who are you? Why are you here? But he says, oh, you.
And then you have your kind of more proper, you know, Scream-esque opening with focusing on Bebe Neuwirth, who is in the rest of the movie too a little bit, but this is before she gets taken over. Again, I'm just like, both when she gets the pencil through the hand and then when she gets stabbed a bunch with the scissors by Piper Laurie, who we find is also been facultied. you know, they're like, I always wanted to do that. Like, each time, like, this idea of like, all like harboring this aggression at the principal. And I get it, where like at first when she's like, hey, I'm sorry,
football
is the only thing yeah, this isn't up to me. This is up to the fucking board. This is up to the PTA. This is up to, I don't fucking, it's beyond my control. She doesn't look happy having to deliver all those no's that we can't have drama and we can't have whatever, whatever. So, you know,
I have a question. So based off of how the principal reacts to the coach being in the office late night, I have so many questions about so many relationships in this movie. Do we think that the coach and the principal have fucked?
I don't think they have.
Like,
she seems like
she's
had to put up with his shit before.
Maybe.
But I don't think that they fucked.
Okay.
She wouldn't degrade herself to that fucking dude. She can do so much better.
That's probably true. It's the way that she's like, obviously you've had too much to drink. Like, we've been down this road before. Tonight's not the night. Like, that's kind of how I read it. But then she said the harassment comment. And I was like, oh, okay. She probably wouldn't say that if they had any type of actual relationship there. But I like that whole, I was trying to figure out that whole dynamic with them.
Yeah. It was a fun little twist, getting outside, being able to lock it, and then turning around and having Piper Laurie just ready fucking to stab the shit out of her.
Which also doesn't really fit what's going on, because I'm like, why would she stab her with its scissors? Like, why would she stab her? Yeah. Wouldn't she just like throw up that little swimmy creature in her mouth?
Yeah.
Right?
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then also when you see her like later and she's like wearing like, you know, not like a low cut shirt, but like a shirt that at least, you know, shows like some of her chest, you know. Like,
yeah, a good amount.
And you don't see like stab wounds or anything, or like, unless they've got this like super,
I think they have like property. They have quick healing because Miss Burke loses her fucking head and it gets reattached. So they must be able to heal pretty quickly.
But we never see Miss Burke after that.
Yes,
though.
You do. You see her at the end of the movie. She's sitting in the bleachers waving at Zeke while he's playing football.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. This ending's awful.
There's so much. Yeah, we'll get there. Don't skip that we'll far get ahead. There.
You're right. Y'all, I just watched this movie and I forgot about that. Maybe just already trying to like just black it out. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. And then you get just that very 90s, like, you know, music kicks in.
The
you
soundtrack
know, faculty.
Is so 90s. Oh.
The score written by also Marco Beltrami, who did Scream.
The Scream crew.
And you have some of these songs. Let me pull this up really quick. Fuck, it is. You're just 90s through and through. You got The Offspring. You've got Creed. You've got Soul Asylum.
Yeah, it starts with The Offspring.
Oh, yeah. Garbage, Sheryl Crow, Nev, not Nev Campbell, another Nev. Sean Mullins, Oasis. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Remember Sean Mullins?
Yeah.
So we introduce all of these kids. Now, yeah, I know. I just feel bad about these teachers. You know, I was thinking about, you know, we went to high school in the same high school, but it was a pretty wealthy high school.
I think our high school was well funded, and I think that the academic, like the testing scores were high, so that had something to do with it. But I was going to ask you that. I was like, was high school this bad? Like, do you remember the teachers being that fucked up and like the students being that angry and like sad? Like, I know there was like a like there's always that when there's teenagers involved, but like you've got like the drunk history teacher, you've got the like sick nurse, the sad drama teacher, like everybody's just depressed. The science teacher, John Stewart, is the only one that's like just into it.
I know. Yeah. He was giving me vibes of your husband a lot. I
feel like
high school science teacher.
Like super into it. Like, ooh, what you got, kids?
Want to cut it in half and touch it? You're like, no, like, no, stop it. Mr. Paul Hedges, stop. Yeah, I was thinking like we had a pretty generally well-funded football team, and we also had a pretty well-funded, you know, like band. Sorry, I'm a dork. I was in band for a year.
Yeah,
nothing dorky
dork
about that. I mean, I was about to be like, hey, it's all fucking cool.
We saw what those kids in Halloween Ends did. Those band kids.
Yeah, see, they can be
bullies.
They can be bullies too.
Cool,
I did like
bullies.
That. See, yeah. And our drama productions were always like super well funded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a shit. Like, was it like a fucking like legit production?
No, they were pretty
So
impressive. Yeah.
yeah, so you know, hey, I just feel bad for these teachers and shit. I mean, I th you know, they try to introduce the dynamics of some of these characters, right? You've got you know, Casey, who just damn, like, just four people just like got together and said, let's pick him up and let's just fucking just ram his dick against the flagpole. And I'm like, why? This
That's
is
terrible. He's the amount of blood that is coming out of his face in the bathroom, and he's like
yeah.
crying. I was like, oh my gosh, that's like the scariest and saddest part of the movie is poor Casey just getting the shit beat out of him. Like, did they do permanent damage to his poor dick? Like, that's brutal. And it definitely isn't the first time that it's happened or the last.
Well, no, probably
Oh,
the
maybe the
last.
last. Okay, maybe the last.
Now.
Yeah, he's a hero now. We don't smash heroes' dicks.
And then you've got, you know, you got, let's see. Yeah, of course, you've got all these, you know, the introductions, which was very weird because, like, sometimes they would, like, freeze and show the name of the person, like, the first time they show up on
Yeah,
screen,
sometimes the
but not
second time.
always.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, this was definitely someone from the studio saying after the fact, like, hey, kids are dumb, or at least I'm dumb. I can't read. I don't know who any of these fucking people are.
Yeah, there's too many.
Yeah. You've got everybody that generally falls into your cliques. You know, you've got Stan, who's the football player that does not want to be a football player anymore. And fucking, you've got his girlfriend who is the head cheerleader, which tracks, I guess, and then also is the head of the newspaper, which I'm
Which
like, I
feels
get it. You
weird.
can do both,
Yeah, you
but
can
you
do
can do
both.
both. And I get that, and that's fine.
But this is a movie. She wouldn't do both.
I'm just like, spread some of the love around. Like, let fucking what's her face?
Stokely?
Stokely
Yeah.
be the head of the newspaper or
Yeah,
something. I
exactly.
don't
Well, I
know.
mean, she doesn't want to engage with people at all. So there's that.
Yeah, she's that whole character's a little bit. Everyone has confusing ends to their stories
Yeah.
a little bit. But then, you know, Stan is just, yeah, just berated by his
My
girlfriend, you
God,
know, just
she's
being like,
so mean to him. Like, she's like verbally abusive to him.
I'm thinking, like, even like through this whole movie, like, what does she do to really like redeem herself from that just mean person
Nothing. She's a total bitch.
caricature?
And
Yeah.
like when he goes to give her a kiss and she's like, like this took 72 minutes to apply. I'm gonna tell you right now. Drag queens don't take 72 minutes to apply their lips. So she's full of it. She put on fucking lip gloss and she doesn't want to kiss Stan because they are a business transaction. She's like, I'm dating him because he is the captain of the football team. And that's that. No, she's a total bitch. There's nothing redeeming about Delilah.
And not even in like a cool Gale Weathers way.
No, not in a cool Gale Weathers way. She's just awful and very homophobic.
Very homophobic. And even though I still think it's a little problematic, this whole thing with, so Stokely is not gay, but this, like, she uses goth lesbianism to just.
To keep people away.
So I don't necessarily like the idea of using that as a tool to drive people away from you,
Yeah.
both in support of, you know, our lesbian communities and our goth communities and any part that overlap. Sure, there's not zero, right?
And Clea DuVall is a lesbian. I don't know if she was out at this time, but in real life, she is a lesbian.
It's the weird, like, just ingrained homophobia, like, of this era, and you know,
Yeah.
it'd continue on in different ways for the years, but I know, like, one thing, and then you've got, well, of course, you got her new girl, Mary Beth. Spoiler alert, she's the fucking queen.
Which, like, she's the new one, duh. But
Yeah, duh.
yeah.
And then
She's cute.
she is cute, but you know, Delilah was nice to her at first, of being like, oh, hey, stay away from this lesbo over here.
Yeah, she's literally.
One thing that drove me fucking crazy is, I know I'm skipping all over the place.
It's
One
okay.
thing that drove me crazy is how she's like, you know, something about like, oh yeah, see how she, you know, coordinates all those different shades of black. And I'm like, Jordana Brewster, you're wearing a red shirt with a like one thing of red, with a black skirt and you've got a fucking completely black purse, you are wearing literally like one shade away and your hair is much darker. At least Clay Duvall puts, you know, whatever that,
whatever oil they always, I feel like they're always oil up her fucking hair.
Oh, it just looks so, yeah, again, just oily and wet all the time. Mm-hmm.
I love her eye makeup though. Little harsh for her skin tone, but it does look cute. They also introduced the fighting couple in this like beginning sequence too. I think they're important to address for a couple reasons. One, because they're like a, they show like the progression of like the other like teenagers in the school, but also what the fuck? Like, where are the school guidance counselors that are like, okay, these two kids are literally hitting each other. Like he pushes her even in the hallway and she's like hitting him. They're just going at it. Like that is wild.
Yeah. Like, and none of, even before this, like none of the teachers or none of the other students are like, huh, they just keep hitting one another. This is like literally their main thing. Is that
okay? Unhealthy? Should we? No, it's not okay.
And then when it's, and it's awful because like when he clearly has the parasite in him.
Yeah. And she doesn't. Yeah. And she's just.
And she's hitting him. And she's like, what are you doing? You fucking loser. You fucking, you know, do something. You hit me. And she's like, whoa, this is bad. I don't like, I don't like any of that one bit. And then, you know, you got Zeke who is, well, I mean, so he, it's a very odd thing. He sells very specific things. He has some normal stuff you'd find in your normal drugstore, like laxatives and condoms and the such, you know, like that's helpful.
Helpful. Yeah. I mean, in high school, absolutely.
Though. Okay. So cherry flavored condoms.
Let's get into why.
Why do they exist? Why do flavored condoms exist?
Kyle. Oh, God. Here we go. Okay. Flavored condoms exist, my friends, so that you're supposed to be using a condom when you have oral sex or like a dental dam. So here we go. Back to Loveline. We're back. You're supposed to use protection when you have oral sex. Real talk. So the flavors are supposed to make it better. Now, I will tell you this. They still taste like condoms. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, mom, if you're listening. But cherry-flavored condoms taste like cherry-flavored latex.
That's awful. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I was just like, that and like edible underwear. I've never eaten it myself.
That's just
but
candy.
I imagine it's...
It's just regular candy.
Someone's probably like the same texture as like that fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
You know, with like a couple like, you know, red vines around the side to attach.
Presumably you're just like chewing for 5 minutes before anything could even happen. So there you go. Your answer to why there's flavored condoms, Kyle.
Remind me, how does Elijah Wood, because Elijah Wood's the first one to figure out what's going on.
Well, it's him and Delilah in the lounge.
In the lounge, right?
He's noticing. He's noticing a lot of things around, like he notices like all the water drinking and the water deliveries and all of those things, like, and you know, the coach being weird on the field, but like, it's the faculty lounge scene that like really like sets things into motion. So him and Delilah are on board way before anyone else.
She was just looking just for headlines. I was she's like, oh, we, I already reported on that dude's alcoholism.
I know. I was like, they let you publish that? Like pass it around the school?
Yeah. And then they find out. And then is this when Salma Hayek gets it?
Yes. So that's where they figure out what's going on. So they're looking for something to write about, some shit to talk on the teachers. And then Salma Hayek enters the equation and she's not paying attention to anything that's going on. Nothing seems menacing to her. She's just popping pills, drinking V8, and that's when they like come after her. And I love, we skipped a whole thing, but
we'll get back to
get back to it. But then, you know, you have the older teacher, her dead body that's in the closet. And that's what like tips everybody off. So Stan is also kind of involved with this because he's like, okay, some weird shit is going down too. But
well, because he was the one that was not like attacked necessarily in the shower, but that old teacher lady made her way to the shower and was not looking good. It was
That's,
pretty
I think
rough.
that might be one of my favorite scenes of the movie, though. I really, and I like that he like tries to like hold her to like comfort her, but I'm like, why are you trying to run your fingers through her hair? That's one step too far, Stan.
I know. And I'm just like, Stan, you are completely naked right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be doing that.
No.
Stan's like, of course, feeling all these ways about not wanting to be on the football team. And then Elijah Wood is there in the locker room before he heads off to the shower, and it's just like, oh, don't you have a hard life and this and this and this. Now I get it, Elijah Wood. You want to be sassy, that's your thing. But I don't know, man. You're pretty mouthy for someone that gets the shit beaten out of him pretty well.
By the football team too. So yeah, one, you better watch your fucking mouth. And two, like, I mean, okay. What are Stan's problems really? Like,
None.
he, and I'm not saying that like maybe he has a hard home life. Like, we don't know any of that. From this movie, Stan has no real fucking problems. So he also needs to take a seat and just keep doing his thing. I don't feel bad for Stan at all.
What was it? He told that story to Stokely about how he, Oh, right, the story. Well, first of all, Stokely's like totally just fucking like, macking on him,
Oh,
right? Giving him the
100%.
looks.
Yeah.
Definitely. And when he's talking about, I'm quitting the team, and she's like, oh my gosh, why?
Sits down
And
like, oh my gosh, I need to take a seat.
she was like, what did she say? She was like, you won the game with all your completed passes,
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's what a quarterback generally does. I mean, unless he specifically just handed off to the running back each time, I don't know. But I've only played Tecmo Super Bowl, so I only know you can only throw or hand it off. But I thought that was really funny. But he was like saying how he had, worked hard to study for this test
Yeah.
and didn't do too well on
He
it.
got
I'm trying to find exactly his.
he said he got a D, and then he ended up getting an A because they said that he deserved the A, and he was like, no, I deserved that D. And to that I say, Stokely deserves that D.
I know. I'm like, I'm such a child because I giggled where he's like, I
Oh
work for
yeah.
that D. I
Like,
deserve that D.
yeah.
Give me that D.
We both went like immediately to like middle school and we're like, he said he deserves the D.
I know. Or at least that's what she was thinking. I fucking love it.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So at this point, right, we're seeing that these teachers are getting, well, infected. Something's going on. They're acting weird. Once we see what happens to Salma Hayek, we bring, they run out. They're like, what the fuck? They see Bebe Neuwirth. They see, the other teacher, the drunk history teacher or the drunk English teacher, I forget. And then we get our another fun little cameo is one of the police officers.
Oh, Joel.
Yeah.
From
Hell
Scream
yeah.
Two.
I didn't know he was married
Dwayne Martin.
to Tisha Campbell. Did you know that?
No. Still?
I know they divorced in 2020, but they were married for like 14, 15 years.
Okay, good for them.
I love Tisha Campbell. I watched so much Martin
I
as a
know. I
kid.
love Martin. I know.
Oh
It's
my
like no
gosh.
business watching that as a child.
I watched a lot of it though.
Yeah. And at this point, Miss Burke was not infected by them because she's still like interacting with Zeke, like telling him he shouldn't be selling drugs at school. And then he's like making the comments about the all the things that he sells. But like, why is she so afraid of her students, like while teaching a class? Like, her personality is so strange to me. Like, I don't see her being in that profession if she's that afraid of teenagers and like speaking in front of a class.
Couldn't tell if she was already infected just by how strange she was. Like, I don't want to call it like it isn't mousy. It isn't like she's just so weird and how every little thing you just watch her just shrink. you know, and she doesn't know how to speak to anybody. And again, you're like, you are teaching high school. And this is like, I mean, you did not establish you were a brand new teacher. Maybe that would be one thing
yeah.
if you were like getting your degree or something. I don't know. But I'm just like, you made it this far. I don't know her background.
She's definitely been there for at least a year, and then Zeke's second senior year, because she says that she was there when his first senior year. So the other thing that really gets me with these two is, like, what is the nature of their relationship?
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's so weird. Like, it clearly, like, there's nothing like sexual happening, but they have this like weird dynamic that feels like she cares a little bit too much about him, and he kind of like smirks a lot when she comes around. Like, I don't know. It's so strange. And then, you know, of course, how the movie ends with her like watching him playing football and like waving and shit. Like, all of that is so strange. Such a weird choice.
That's awful. And the fact that he's a football player all of a sudden at the end there,
he should
I don't
not be.
Fucking get it. And maybe they were trying to make it seem like, well, he's probably of legal age since he's doing senior year twice.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. He would be.
Pretty sure you still can't.
You
fuck
still
your
can't
student,
fuck
though.
Your student. No. Just
pretty
in case
sure that's
anyone
still,
listening was wondering.
Yeah, pretty sure that's still in the mm-hmm. employee handbook.
Yeah.
And then it's so weird because when she becomes an alien, it's like, okay, also this is very inappropriate too. So actually both ways mm-hmm. you're acting. We need you to just fucking come to a middle here, Miss Burke.
Something
and
in between.
And honestly, even well, we you you've got some wiggle room.
Just
you've got some
act,
elbow room.
Just act like a normal high school teacher. Like, don't be all afraid of students and like kind of flirty. Don't be a dominatrix and
yeah.
like just go for it. Like, just teach them. What is it? Like, she teaches English, I think. They're talking about books and
yeah.
shit.
So she be yeah, I know. Yeah, she becomes an alien. They all fucking do. You'd mentioned that all, you know, of course it's really weird that all this water is coming in.
Yeah.
Two questions. One, does it have to be like filtered water, tap water, or bottled water? Because I feel like that's all they're ordering. And even though earlier, like, you see just fucking, you know, Robert Patrick just chilling, arms crossed, just looking real fucking hard in the middle of that field.
Yeah, he looks great.
Getting wet. And then number two, I'm like, this is a lot of water. You already established the school does not have money. Who is paying for all of this water?
Well, now the football budget is being dug into because they need that water. But okay, this is probably a question for later in the movie, but since we're just bouncing around, you also have like the mother alien swimming in the swimming pool. And I'm like, is chlorine not a problem? Like, chlorine dries you out. Like, it changes the water. So like, is that bad for them to absorb that into their alien skin? So I would think it should be filtered water.
That's why I'm just like, why bother with humans? Take over a fucking fish. You're just in water all the time. Like, what do you full fucking
That's
care?
True. Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
They're too advanced for that.
So no one's believing Casey. I mean, honestly, even, you know, I don't know if Delilah's really believing Casey at this point.
Which is wild.
You do get then introduced to, well, right after Joel, you get introduced to his dad, who is played by
Christopher McDonald.
Oh, shit. Christopher McDonald, of course. You
I
know,
love
Happy
him
Gilmore
so much.
Fame. Another winning goatee. Wasn't he wearing a goatee in this one?
I think so. I hope so.
Maybe I just imagine it. No, maybe he's not. I can't
maybe
remember.
Maybe it's a beard.
I just saw
a trim beard.
Maybe. So he is a riot for the little bit that he's in. I love him just going through his room.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Being
looking
like,
for drugs.
For drugs. Of course, you know, mom fucking brats out where the porno is. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, the couple things here. First
sure.
off, the teachers, like, even if they don't believe his story, something's up. Like, they're acting fucking weird as hell. Like, they're so sketchy.
Yeah.
The principal is like smirking left and right. Like, she's like, I've got you now. Like, no one is thinking that this is weird. I don't know. I just feel like that is such a funny situation. But then also, like, I mean, I've never had a situation like this happen, like when I was a teenager. But even if my mom didn't believe me, like if we left the situation, she'd be like, are you okay? Like, obviously something happened. Like, she'd be checking in on me. She wouldn't be like searching my room for drugs and shit. So I feel like his parents are just terrible and not supportive. Like, Casey's just getting just fucked from every aspect of his life. School, home, like nobody likes him. And then on top of that, so mom knows that the porno magazines are there, which means obviously they've been snooping in his room before. I am not a fan of that. Like, my son's only 8, but when he's a teenager, I will not be searching through his shit. That, don't do that. I don't think you should do that.
You're never going to find something you like.
You're never going to find something you like. And like, I mean, at this point, like, let him have his porn magazines. You took away his computer, right? They took away the computer. They took away like all of his things. Like, what else is he going to do but jerk off? Like, let him have that at least. Come on. Who's that hurting?
Yeah. See, and I was thinking, like, when at first his dad was like, oh, no more internet, Elijah would be like, I don't fucking need that. I've got analog. Don't even worry about me.
Yeah.
But
and when the dad catches him, when his dad catches him sneaking out, he has the porno magazine in his hand. So clearly he was like, I'm gonna hold on to this for a minute.
we're gonna hold on to this one just a little bit. He finds one of these little fucking slugs out in the field and then takes it to John Stewart.
I love this whole scene.
This is all pretty good. Edward Furlong,
yeah,
I think named after, you know, the famous boy of the 90s or the 80s, I guess. 90s, when did T2 come out? This whole thing is just, man, you're just going against every rule of science.
Yeah,
well, one, they're all just like fucking around it. Like, I'd be like, let's put this thing in a little baggie, it looks dead, let's just assume it's gonna stay dead, let's put this in a little baggie, put this in a little, you know, I don't know, like a Rubbermaid, you know, situation.
Take it straight to the university. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just throw it in the trash. Do whatever. Either one. You just don't.
No, it's an unknown species. Like that. That's got to go. It's got to go to a proper lab. Not the high school fucking classroom. You kidding?
I know. Well, I mean, I'd say send it to the university or smash it up and kill it. Yeah, you're fine. And then, of course, you know, they're walking, they're all fucking gathered around it. You know, they all, kids all fuck around and spill a little bit of water on it. That's what makes it move. Uh-huh. And then John Stewart's like, ooh, let's put this thing in a lot of water. Good thing we just have this random ass empty aquarium that's just sitting here with nothing else water. In it. Full of water and ready no to fish. Go. Yeah, just ready to go. And let's just drop it in there. And then, you know, you see it fucking split in half. And he's like, ooh, I like this. Let's touch it.
No.
Oh, geez. Oh, and then you get that close-up shot of him, like, when he bites his finger, of it's just, like, pulling its face out almost for its little teeth.
Yeah.
And just bites right down on it.
It looks very phallic in that moment.
Very phallic, yeah.
I do like the shot of Stokely putting her hand up on the glass and how it like takes its little feelers and like matches it up with her fingers. That's fun.
One thing I appreciated about it being a little bit phallic is normally I just think of like an alien, you know, it's like normally that stuff like looks like vaginas. So I'm like, oh, let's let one look like a little wiener with little teeth and see where that goes. So I think the next people to get kind of looped in on this a little bit is, so they connect with, or at least Casey connects with Stokely. Mm. And it's like, you're my sci-fi person. Let me talk to you a little bit about this. And he gives her this theory. And it, maybe this is just a thing with Kevin Williamson screenplays or something, but it'll establish this motive or this red herring that like goes absolutely nowhere. Like whether it's like, oh, we're killing them all in the order of the first movie, or like, oh, they're being, it's about, you know, this, the script pages and this and this and this. And this one, like, not quite the same, but it's like Elijah Wood goes on this whole thing about, like, you know, you have your Spielberg and Lucas, and what if they knew, and they made this fiction to prepare us for an alien invasion or whatever. And I was like, why?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm like, you're a stupid child. Yeah. You're a stupid
no,
fucking child.
That's not what's happening, Casey.
Yeah. So Stokely's like, look, I'll meet you halfway and give you some rules, some Randy rules on sci-fi or whatever, whatever. Not exactly. But they go back to see this fucking, to go get that thing and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And of course it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
One room over, you got Josh Hartnett
Mackinac and rooting Mary through. Beth.
Yeah, which I mean, she should have just gotten him then, you know. But I don't know why she wanted to be like coy about like, oh, this is, let's watch this group get together.
Yeah, like the movie definitely has to movie, but it feels weird that she's just hanging out with these kids. Like she could have gotten them ages ago.
I like that she's like, oh, so you're just reading through, you know, borrowing stuff from the science lab. And he's like, eh, I like to call it stealing.
Yeah.
You know? And then they hear Stan, who had joined them mm-hmm. in Furlong's office, who Stan's being very loud, being like, aliens? There's no such thing as aliens.
Just right up to the vent with a can, like
yeah, just right up to the vent with the fucking with the can and the cup, and just being like, you know, there's no such thing as aliens. What do you mean the entire faculty is, you know, blah 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 blah. But at this point, I mean, like, they've like infected all the teachers and they're like lining up all the kids for like ear exams and
yeah, like
shit.
The whole, like, school is pretty much taken over by this time, which just goes to show that Stan maybe should stick with football and not academics.
Poor Stan. You've got Mary Beth and Zeke joining them in the room, and I think this is where you get your core group.
Yeah,
everyone's come together at this point. I loved this whole scene with John Stewart.
Oh, it's so good, so good.
I don't know why he thought Mary Beth would help him out, but I don't know why John Stewart thought, like, I can take them all out on my own.
That's a lot.
No need to keep up with this ruse anymore.
Yeah. He goes into it like really quick. Like he doesn't even get them to like get their guard down.
No.
Like he just starts like closing the shade, and I'm like, oh no, that's not a good situation. But I do appreciate that Zeke like just goes straight for that fucking, those paper cutters that just used to be in schools everywhere for people to cut their fucking fingers off. He fucking tears that shit apart and just goes for it. I was like, yeah, that's great. I love it.
Oh, I loved the effects of, like, the fingers all being cut off, then crawling all over the place.
So the CGI at some points is really rough, and then other points I'm like, okay, it can pass, but there's some good practical effects in this, and I really like the what happens with Jon Stewart's eye, like the pen going into his eye and all the fizzing and all the creamy red because of the blood and the caffeine pills like bubbling. Oh, it's good.
I love it. And this is where they learn that, man, this drug cocktail that he's made, which is basically said, like, you know, caffeine and some other household supplies.
Yeah, I have some questions about that too.
Yeah. Which I'm like, you need something a little stronger than that to get people to act that way. Yeah.
Like what other household items are in that?
I know. yeah. But just bleach, just, you know.
Comet.
Rat poison, Comet, yeah. Just fucking Jesus. So yeah, I thought that was pretty good, you know, getting him right in the fucking eye, and then his body just kind of like melting away
yeah,
into
that's good.
Fucking creamy dust. It was gross. And then Danny Masterson, you know, rapist pervert, you know, comes over to him, you know, they're all trying to just buy up all of his drugs.
Yeah.
Being like, do you have it in your car? Do you have more in your house? Where is it? And of course he's like, okay, maybe something is happening. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
something I'll weird. Buy
that. Everyone's acting a little weird. At this point, you know, they're like, fuck, dude, the whole fucking school's fucking compromised at this point. We need to book it back to Zeke's place.
It's weird. They're like whispering their names, like as they're walking around, like you hear them being like Stokely, like the students. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
Is Stokely her first name? It feels like a surname.
It feels like it would be her last name, but they never say.
Yeah. So they make it to Zeke's lab, which, love, I mean, good on lab. Him for having like parents that are never there. You know, he's got like a pretty nice house and a good lab set up. I mean, like, of course he's stealing stuff from the school, but I mean,
yeah, no, his lab looks legit. I am not a fan of what's going on with Oscar the rat.
No, what, I don't like that either.
Like, what was that experiment supposed to do? Like, he immediately kills poor Oscar and then operates on him. But what was he doing to Oscar before that? Was he like trying out the drugs on this poor rat?
It's kind of what I'm worried about.
And like, so Oscar's probably not the first.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yeah, I didn't like that.
He could have just left Oscar just in the fucking cage, and then when the day gets saved and everything, then he come back and Oscar be like,
yeah, no,
hey, I'm just your little,
no, he had to tear him into pieces.
Yeah, I'm just your little caffeine rat. Sniff, sniff, give me a little more, buddy. You know? Yeah, I know. He had to snap his little neck. And of course, every single time they have to make that dumb little sound, like just that, that like, eek, you know?
Yeah.
I know. One last little squeal before they go.
Aww, Oscar.
This is a pretty fun scene when Zeke has them all be like, okay, well, one of us could be the killer.
Yeah.
The only way we got
let's
it,
let's get
only
high.
Way we're going to find out is we got to get high. And let's do it. Even though he like immediately was like, no, I don't do my own stuff. And I'm like,
he's
bro,
like, this was your idea. It's so frustrating how quickly all of them are like, wait, but not me. And I probably would have shot down the idea from the beginning because I said, you just told me that this is caffeine pills and other household shit. I'm going to need the ingredients list. Like, if I'm going to be putting the contents of a Bic pen up my nose, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Alien or not.
So, oh, Jesus. And Elijah Wood is so fucking creepy when he is high.
He really is.
His cackle giggle.
I don't like it at all.
I did not like it one bit. And I know Elijah Wood can play very, very creepy and very off-putting. Mm-hmm. And oh, Jesus, that was just a hint of things to come for that dude. Oh, I knew that Mary Beth was the queen, right? And it was this dumb fucking thing. I mean, when she's like, ha, idiot, maybe you should have watched a little closer. And she just like, oh, turns out I got a little nostril power that can close my nostril, and I just let it drop out.
That Everyone didn't happen. Was watching. That did not happen. We all saw it. It's on film, and don't show us the flashback too. Like, they even like show us like a little flashback to it and show us a completely different scene than what actually played out. I'm like, this is such fucking bullshit. Yeah, that always has bothered me. I'm like, you could have done any number of things. Like, maybe Delilah freaks out and has the things coming out of her face, so she doesn't get a chance to even, you know, get that thing in her nose. But I do like the things crawling under Delilah's face, like in her that's not fun. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It looks good though.
Yeah, it does look good. Because I forgot that in the scene, that's when you find out that she's been infected, you know.
Yeah, so
that
was really fun. Who knows for how long?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then she like calls a cab or something, because she gets away in like a cab car.
Oh no, I think it's like some of the other like infected ones, like they're all like telepathically connected. They were just ready to go.
I love just when everyone's accusing each other. And, you know, of course, Delilah's like, you know, Casey, when did you become Sigourney Weaver all of a sudden?
Yeah, what?
You know, I like when Delilah's just going around accusing everybody, which is great.
It's great.
And when she's like, oh, people acting differently. Oh, you mean like a star football quarterback that all of a sudden is, you know, like, oh, just kidding. I want to read and be in school and this and this and blah, 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 blah. And
that's
I love,
been his dream.
I love that he goes, I'm not an alien, I'm discontent. And I'm like, that is Man, maybe you should be the fucking emo goth fucking Stokely.
That's
Jesus
the
Christ,
most
with that.
Teenagery response ever.
And then I love Delilah's fucking Delilah's incognito, where
the
she just
ponytail
ties
glasses.
Her hair. She does the she's all that.
She
I mean,
does.
She
reverse she's all that.
Yeah, I could tell it was her immediately.
she doesn't look any different.
I love that. So they're like, okay, fuck. All right, well, let's go off Stokely's idea that we got to fucking kill this queen, mm-hmm. and all the rest of them, theoretically, in theory, mm-hmm. right? No. So they're like, all right, where's this queen going to be? It's like, well, it's Friday night in Ohio, middle of Ohio, probably in the fucking football game.
Absolutely, she's at the football game.
Mm-mm, but just kidding. She's right there with them. But when she gets there, so technically they're right.
Yeah.
But I guess I was never entirely too sure how much, I guess the parasite absorbs all like the knowledge that the host has, because I'm like, how'd y'all like? So all these slugs like Stone, like, do they know how to play football? And like run like a football game?
Well, they obviously hold on to their memories.
So it is like an anamorph situation.
Absolutely. If that's what we want to call it. Yeah.
You know, you're just like you're a prisoner in your own body, essentially.
I mean,
you can still see.
There's a lot of things that this alien does aside from making people really thirsty. It also gives them makeovers, which is kind of nice. Like they have better, you know, improved hair. They definitely go a little heavy on the makeup. So obviously, you know, if you didn't have that skill before, the alien's just winging it. This was pre-YouTube, so no tutorials for them. But they act in a way that is like very confident and just, you know, doing their thing. I think what I like about the principal situation is that she pretty much goes into like sassy, suspicious, like character as soon as she's taken over by the alien. But then when they confront her in the gymnasium, she really puts on a good show for them. Like, I would really be second guessing what was happening in that moment. And then Zeke just fucking shoots her in the head. Like, I'm like, she's not coming back from that, is she?
No, she's not coming back from that. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of the teachers, at least ones that were killed, I guess really it's just Furlong and the principal, baby New Earth.
Yeah,
right?
Like, they didn't give a fuck about her getting back to normal. And also, she doesn't even have to snort it, and they don't even have to stab it. Hold her nostrils shut, wait till she opens her mouth to gasp, and pour that shit down her throat. Like, maybe that might kill her. Like, if she was human, I don't know. But, you know, if she would fizz up if she was the alien. Like, they didn't have to shoot her in the head. But I do like that whole scene and their moment of doubt.
Yeah, plenty of other ways. You can go right for the eye. You could, like, you know, draw a little, go like a Pulp Fiction situation where you put like a little red dot on her chest and just charge at her. You could do something that's, you know, known as a boofing, just right up the butthole.
Is that what that's called?
Yes, it is. It makes sense. If you're a dumb teenager and you think, who is the main person? Who's in charge of all this? I guess it's the principal.
Yeah.
I suppose. So they tried. And then, of course, they're like, it was so weird because they're like, okay, how are we going to determine that this worked? Let's just send Stan out.
What?
And just by himself to go run out to. And I would think, Stan, if you're like walking out to that football field and they're all just standing there like that,
then,
I'm like, oh, okay, clearly they're not.
Just
they're not
back
good
yourself
yet.
Right back to the school.
It's so dumb. So of course,
I do like their
know,
kiss. I like Stan and Stokely's kiss. I think that's really cute. And I like that they're like giggling, Zeke and Casey. That's cute.
I mean, I know, because Stan still has a girlfriend. I like,
no,
yes,
they broke up.
Did they?
She said that they were broken up because she was like, you need to figure this shit out. Like, I'm not gonna be your girlfriend if you're not the captain of the football team.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, then yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fair.
Did you believe Stan the first time you saw this movie when he gets back to the door? Did you think that it was really him?
Never.
See, I thought maybe they were trying to like throw you off, like, because I was like, oh, I don't believe him, but I was like, wouldn't it be fun if he actually was like normal and then the aliens like catch up to him? I thought that would have been more fun.
Also, cool thing with Baby New Earth is not only did they, well, they shot her in the head, but she came back, of course. And then fucking Mary Beth, and of course you know now, like after watching it, like she is just fucking just dumping all of it on her, being like, hey, I'll take down one of them, and but I'm gonna get rid of all of this in the process to fuck them up.
Who gave her that
And
to be in charge of?
fucking Casey, you fucking idiot.
Idiot.
Ugh, it's awful. And he couldn't make the he couldn't just make the fucking choice and just fucking get her with that pen, you know? God damn. So the only bit of those drugs left are in Zeke's car in his trunk. So then we got to split up. So we leave Stokely and Mary Beth in the gym while we got fucking Casey and Zeke doing a little bit of a one person playing a little bit of a goose chase
Love
while the
it.
other person goes and gets the drugs, right? I like how it wasn't even till like maybe like, you know, already you're already well outside hiding under a bus. And then Casey's like, do we need two of us to run for this car?
Yeah,
And
he's so far into the plan.
Zeke's just like, yeah, Zeke's just like, oh no, man, you're bait. Yeah, someone's got to be a distraction, you know? So this whole scene was pretty fun. I mean, like, you know, Casey running around being chased by the football team, also confronting Delilah inside the school bus. Nice using that ceiling exit. Get the fuck out of
Yeah, he
there.
jumps pretty
And
high.
it's pretty good. Good for him. And then of course, you know, he kind of calls back to, I don't think I remember bringing this up, but you know, he when he was telling the coach how he doesn't play sports, he says, you know, you sh something about you shouldn't run if unless you're being chased.
Yeah,
And I'm
which
like,
is wrong.
That's wrong.
But
The
also,
number of healthy reasons to run.
why didn't Casey end up on the football team? Like, he showed like such physical prowess, like all the running, he jumped out of the fucking top of the school bus. Like, Elijah Wood is a petite man. Like, he basketball team maybe? Like, get that kid signed up for sports. Jesus. Get him off the
So
paper.
tiny.
Yeah. Make him run. I mean, that's important in sports, in most sports.
That's yeah, but in football, I've just paired that. Just that kid would just get broken in half. He's so
Yeah,
small.
that might be true. Yeah.
I don't know. So, meanwhile, Zeke gets to his car, also finds Mrs. Burke, who wants to take him up on something cherry flavored, and
Again, what,
oh.
even as an alien, like what's going on here?
All of this. That's why it's like, I wonder, like, you have to be somewhat conscious of, you know, when you have the parasite inside you, because afterwards, when the parasite allegedly is gone, she's like, you know, maybe I want to keep some of this. Maybe I want to keep some of this dangerous Miss Burke.
Yeah.
You know, I like being a little
I do
edgy.
think this is my favorite part of Josh Hartnett's performance, is him being nervous but still trying to play it cool with Miss Burke, like kind of being playful with her. I really like the way that he like plays out this whole scene. It's super fun, and it's the only time that I'm like, I'm okay with what's happening with these two. Because I like his like sassiness back and forth with her.
It was fun watching him like crash the car and her, like the dummy of her just getting launched out the window. So you can kind of see it like launch out and then fall to the ground. And yeah, CG is a little rough, you know, 25 years later, but I love watching her head just walk around.
So fun. And her body's just
I would,
like looking for the head.
which I'm like, yeah, I mean, I think that would be really hard to coordinate because it's happened before. We have the head running around and the body's just like clumsily just kind of fucking running around, goofing around.
Yeah.
You would think once the head sees the body, I don't know, unless it's like two completely sentient things, someone's controlling the body and someone's controlling your head. I don't know.
Yeah,
But there's like
yeah.
multiple slugs in people. So maybe one
That
takes
makes
over one
sense.
arm. One takes over a digit. I don't know. Because I mean, even all the fingers, each of them crawl away like a little bunch of little buddies. So I don't know.
Bunch of little buddies.
Bunch of buddies. But hey, it all works out because, I mean, he just kind of leaves her there, like putting her head back on. And that's the last we see her until
yeah,
the
I like
epilogue.
That he's like, fuck this. Like, I'm not waiting for this to play out. Like, because it would be kind of mesmerizing to watch. But he's decided like this is not the situation for me. Absolutely not.
So he makes it back. In the meantime, here, we've got a reveal that Mary Beth is absolutely the queen. You know, and then of course, like with every one of these movies, you know, you do that same kind of spiel of like, you know, like, no, it's better this way, you know, you don't have to feel so ostracized anymore. And wouldn't it feel so nice to just be a part of something bigger?
I like the way she
a
like
whole fucking...
inches into it too. Like it sounds like she's pitching a cult, really.
I mean, well, you know, not too dissimilar, I suppose. And then she's like, ah, fuck this, and just knocks her out, you know?
Yeah.
So am I missing anything in between? Casey comes to the rescue, and then that's where they're getting chased by, you know, chased by Mary Beth.
Yeah, because he runs in and sees Stokely on the ground, and it's very clear, like, Mary Beth is now, like, a fucking monster.
Got a tentacle out.
Yeah, like, she's a whole-ass monster. And it is weird because it starts as CGI and then it changes into like what looks like a practical like alien monster, which looks really good. So should have just stuck with that. But yeah, then she's chasing them and that's where she dips into that swimming pool. And that's pretty awesome because she's such a good swimmer. Like obviously like they're like water-based creatures. I really like that. Mm-hmm. And then another really scary part of this movie, when she grabs Stokely and her fucking face falls
smashes
into that tile and it's just so much blood. And then she's in the water and just more blood just keeps coming out of her mouth. And we just talked about a fucking swimming pool situation and blood that with It Follows, like the blood under the water. I can't with that. Oh God, it's terrifying. I felt so bad for Stokely. Like she probably has a concussion at least and lost some teeth.
That's what I was gonna say. She's gotta be missing some teeth.
Yeah.
Do you think it's underwater here when she gets infected? Even if Casey gets her out, I think this is if she does get infected down here.
Yeah, I would think so, especially because you see in the end how easy it was for the alien to like throw those little things into Casey's face. So she probably did that underwater, presumably.
Yeah. Even though they just choose, they're like, why do they make it hard on themselves? It's like sometimes they're like, nah, let's stab her to death with scissors first, or then let's pin Salma Hayek down and just be really like, you know, blah, and have the veins and shit come out. When you can just fucking spit on her and, you know, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Same difference.
That's why I'm not buying this whole fucking peaceful society situation, because obviously they're extremely violent and very unorganized and just don't really know what they're doing. So I would believe, like, and also she throws people under the bus. Like she lets a few of them die so that she doesn't get caught. So, you know, that would make me be like, no, like even if I had like some type of consciousness, like with this like alien, you know, symbiotic relationship thing happening, it just doesn't free will's nice, you know?
Casey and Stokely are able to escape and hide at least momentarily in the locker room. This is when Zeke comes back. And again, I love this, you know, again, very much a trope in these types of movies where you have someone on each side of you being like, nope, it's that person.
They're but the, I love that she's naked.
I know. That's why I'm like, Zeke, come on, man, just keep it together. Even though he would have been wrong either way, right?
Yeah.
Because at this point, because then he almost gets attacked by Stokely, who is, so it was never going to win. So that's why I'm like, yeah, so when in doubt, go with the naked one.
Yeah,
might as well.
She looks great. I don't know if that's actually the actress or if it's a body double, but damn, like she looks great. And I love when she's walking around in the locker room and the shadows of the tentacles are like waving around, but she's in her human body. That's super cool. I think that's a nice
that
touch.
Is very cool.
Yeah,
I love it. So you've got your final two left at this point. You've got Casey and Zeke.
Love this unlikely pair.
Love it. She just becomes a full-on fucking monster, going after both of them. Zeke gets knocked out, you know, pretty quick, and he's down for the count. He's got bad head wound. And then you got poor fucking this little nerd to the rescue.
He's doing great.
I did like the, you know, I don't know. He said that he was just like, oh, I'm not afraid, or blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay. But I did like that shot of him, you know, running down, and then you see like the monster see him and coming towards him. I did think it was pretty clever, the bleacher plan.
I love the bleacher plan, and I love the way it plays out.
Yeah, good on him.
That was smart.
For coming up with that.
Very smart.
Being able to knock that through. He is running through as it closes, and be able to trap it in there. And he, while he's still getting, like, oh, I don't know.
The things, like, fly into his skin. That looks pretty good, too. Yeah. Like, when they fall out, like, the insertion and then removal of them. Like, especially because it's, like, right when the queen dies. I kept saying mother, but I meant to say queen.
Whatever.
Yeah, it both works. I just love that he even had to go through that, because I'd be like, fuck, like, I just fucking killed this thing and I still have these things jumping into my face. Oh, it looks so painful.
Oh, yeah, and then have him so slowly crawl out.
Ugh, gross.
I feel like that was taking just as long, like those things, like, wiggling themselves back out of his face while he's still screaming, you know?
Yep.
Ugh. Is this something that Josh Hartnett must have said at the beginning? Because Elijah Wood's, like, money line before stabbing it says, guaranteed to jack you up.
Yeah, he says, Zeke says that when Elijah Wood is in the bathroom stall, all fucked up from being bullied, and he's got the bloody nose, he says it to the two guys that are buying the fake IDs. That's where they introduce him, and he's, like, handing them out, and it, like, stops, and it's a Zeke.
I just figured that Elijah Wood would just be not paying that much attention. He's just, you know, having his testicles destroyed and bleeding out his face.
I mean, if you're getting,
he's just hiding.
If you're getting bullied that hard, you need to know who's in that fucking bathroom if you're hiding in there. Like, I would be very aware of my surroundings. Absolutely. It's like,
I'm just glad of all the things. Yeah, I can't believe all the things that he remembered. He was just in that stall being like, oh, fuck. I should remember that for later. That might sound cool.
You'd be a cool one-liner.
I do think it's weird that it only takes one of those pens to get the monster like that big. I feel like you'd need to put a few of those things at least in that thing.
I mean, yes and no, because if she was in her human form and only inhaled one of those, it would kill her.
Hmm.
So, I mean, those caffeine pills are really fucking dehydrating the shit out of people. Maybe don't use those.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting, so, like, everyone has a really strange ending, and I don't understand why everyone has to change. Like, I think isn't the whole point that, like, even though nothing's perfect, that at least it's real life and they have, like, free will and can make the choices to make their own mistakes and, like, you know, have anger or hatred towards each other. Like, so when you get into this mode of, like, you've got Stokely with the world's fucking worst makeover, like, no one should be putting Clea Duvall in pastels. And, you know, Stan actually, I think, has the best, he's got the best ending, I think. But, like, why does Zeke need to be playing football?
Yeah.
Casey is with Delilah. Why? Fuck you, bitch. I don't want to be with you. Like, I mean, she is hot, but, like,
and that was like, and it sucks, because, and it's unfortunate, because I feel like that's the only purpose she serves, is to be awful, and then she is only redeemed because she allows herself to be a trophy for Casey.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're like, what? This doesn't feel right.
Yeah, her character is just, I don't like any of this. Not great. Yeah.
It was like earlier when they were first doing their early detective work, and he, again, fucking dude, Casey, you're a fucking mouthy dude. You need to fucking stop. Cause he said something really awful of, like, you know, sometimes you're pretty cool, you know, when you're not being a grade A bitch.
Yeah, you know? I know. And her response, Casey, are you hitting on me? No, he just blatantly insulted you.
Yeah.
What?
And it's like, you know, don't call people, you know, don't, especially to their faces, don't call people bitches.
I mean,
you know?
She is pretty awful.
Yeah.
I would call her a bitch to her face, absolutely. 100%.
You can't. Yeah. Yeah, and then but the strangest ending though has got to be Zeke and Ms. Burke. Like, what the fuck is go like so now, well, one, he's on the football team. Okay, whatever. And
Yeah.
then two, like she's just, I don't know. I don't like her. I do not like that one bit. Her just sitting there
And she's
by
got the
herself.
scarf because her head, like presumably, like she has must have a scar around her neck from her head reattaching itself.
Right. Oh my
Yeah, just
gosh.
watching him like play football. Like, 'cause okay, no matter what, it's a weird situation. If she's still just his teacher and she's there to support him and she's waving all cutesy,
Yeah.
inappropriate. If she's his full-on
Very.
girlfriend, definitely we can't be doing that. So either way, like it's a weird, weird situation. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
And I think the weirdest situation of this movie, which we didn't like super duper touch on, is that Usher is in this movie and he is a
Yeah.
character at, but like he is marketed, like they marketed the fuck out of the fact that Usher was in this movie because he was having 1999 was a good year for Usher. So like it was a big
Not even
deal.
peak Usher.
No, but like what, like for the people who like went to see this movie because Usher was in it, and I also like again think about like, is this a trick to like get a more diverse audience? Because that's what it fucking feels like. Because you have a beautiful black R&B star that's trying to act, he shouldn't have. But like, are you just trying to get asses in seats and then he's barely in the movie? I thought that was pretty fucked up. I didn't like that because I was excited Usher was in this movie and then I was like, he's barely even in this. He's on all the movie posters too.
And I was going to say, like, even like Stan's not on the posters. That's why I'm like, just have Usher play that character.
Yeah, just swap them out. Maybe he didn't have that much time to film, or like maybe he had a bigger part and they cut it, which would seem again crazy. I mean, his acting is not the best, so maybe like he had like all these like scenes and they were like, fuck guys, Usher's really bad, and then his fucking publicist was like, absolutely not, cut that shit out.
And there was another woman of color who was in the cast and was cut entirely.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so there, I don't know a whole lot about it, but you do see her. She is in a scene when they are in Furlong's class and they're all standing around the slug. There is a girl played by Kidada Jones. Kidada Jones, which funny enough, the daughter of Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton, so the sister of Rashida Jones.
Interesting.
But she had a character named Venus that was just cut entirely. So, like,
Oh, it
any
sucks.
sort of BIPOC representation in your main cast was, yeah, again, it was either,
Slaughtered.
you know. It's a fucking trick because Usher's barely in it and her character being cut entirely. So very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking, you know, just yeah, fucking Casey's famous and he's got a cute girlfriend who's leader of the
He's got
cheer
gel in
squad.
his
And
hair now. Like, nobody
yeah, he
better fuck with
does.
him because that hair is gelled.
And then we've got Oasis to play us out into the credits. And then that brings us to the end of Faculty. Is there
You know what I like about the end credits? So, you know, they show like all the actors. They show Jon Stewart's character survived and he's got a
Oh, right.
little bandage on his hand. So his fingers did not get back to him. But I love, like, how did he survive that? I'll
I
take it
don't
as a
know. That's
win
wild.
that he survived. But I think that's like just a really fun like little joke that they just added in there randomly.
Anything else on the faculty?
Not really. I think this isn't a perfect movie. There's a lot of silly things throughout, but I've seen it so many times. I watch it every couple of years. Like, I think anyone who saw it in the theater or like is in our age group probably thinks of it fondly, or at least like thinks it's entertaining. And it has so many people that I love. So I just think it's a really fun movie. It's definitely not something I would recommend to everyone, but I would recommend it. I would recommend it to anyone who loves horror and anyone who loves like sci-fi horror.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think I have anything. I think I went through all my notes, shared everything I needed to share. But again, that takes us to the end of our movie. So let's move on to our next segment, taglines.
We've got 11 taglines for this one.
Okay.
It's a lot. And some of them are fun. I think that some of them have potential and then others. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Six students are about to find out their teachers really are from another planet.
I like that.
That's cute.
That's cute.
A lot of these feel very 90s.
Yeah.
Meet the alien generation. I don't know what the I don't get that one. Am I missing
Yeah.
something? Yeah, it's a thumbs down. This one's a mouthful. The new science fiction thriller from the director of Desperado and from Dusk Till Dawn, from the writer of Scream and Scream 2.
No, well, you're just okay.
Yeah,
You're just
just
telling us
showing, yeah,
what's going on.
just showing your creds. So it's gonna be a thumbs down for me. On December 25th, school's out forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll give that a thumbs up. I think it's fine.
I like this one. Take me to your teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's
Thumbs
fun.
up.
Yeah, that one's
Yeah,
fun.
that's the best one so far.
Yeah. You will not be disrespectful this school year.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. The students at Harrington High always suspected their teachers were from another planet. They were right.
I still think that's a good thumbs up. I think it's good.
Yeah.
You know,
I
the
don't know
idea
how
of.
much they thought they were from another planet, but it's okay. The students at Harrington High will not only question authority, they'll have to destroy it.
Sideways
Yeah.
bum.
They're not,
Is that?
this isn't the worst assortment of taglines. Like, I feel like they're all like
No.
solid, whereas like other ones, I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? All right. What if your teachers really were from another planet?
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of that
Yeah, same.
same vibe, so still good. Yeah.
I like this one. Think your teachers are aliens? You could be right.
Yeah, we're the same. I
Yeah,
see.
it's the
Yeah, all
same.
right, it's fine. Nothing exciting me as much as that other one.
Yeah, take me to your teacher is definitely, I think it's the best one. So the last one is, and you thought your teachers were weird. So
So good.
I'd say take me to your teacher is a really good one. And I don't remember seeing that on any movie posters.
Yeah, I
That
feel
makes
like
me
that one
sad.
gets an A,
Yeah.
and the rest, and the next best one is like a B or a B
Yeah.
minus,
I agree.
you know,
Yeah.
and the rest lower.
So
So,
a decent assortment of taglines. I didn't expect that for this one.
well, that takes us into our boo scores. I'm happy to go first.
I think you should go first. I'm not sure.
Again, this is a fun movie. This is a fun cast. I like a lot of people in this. I think it's a fun movie to make fun of. You know, it's so silly. It's very much of its time in so many ways. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, I've seen, you know, however many dozens of, you know, pod people movies. There are some highs, you know, like of course Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Slither is a huge one
That's
I
a good one.
love, which came out like 6 or 7 years after
We
this.
need to put that on the list.
It'd be really fun. This one is still a lot of fun. It just scratched that. I mean, me as like a 12-year-old, it was between like this and of course, like you had like all these slasher movies coming out in the late 90s, while you also had a lot of great sci-fi content, again, with Stargate and Independence Day and Men in Black, and you know, and even like the sci-fi horror ones, you know, like, you know, Mimic and Relic and Event Horizon, you know, Species, you know,
Oh,
there
I love
was, I
Species.
felt like there was a lot in that time. So it's like I just hold this one just very warmly with the rest of those. That being said, I think it could certainly improve a lot, you know. Sure, you know, cast Usher as Stan would have been much better.
Yeah.
Not to knock that guy, you know, but you know, he's fine. But I think this movie is just fine. It's enjoyable. I would recommend it to, I don't know, if someone was like really like, you know, sci-fi is like their shit, you know, and like aliens are their thing, I don't know if I'd be like, oh, this movie's gonna fucking.
I feel like I would recommend it to people who love slashers more than I would recommend it to people who love sci-fi.
Yeah, I think specifically that, like, hey, you're into slashers, but not really into like aliens and shit. If you want to dip your toes in a little bit, watch this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm gonna give this one 3 booze.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I agree with everything that you said. I feel the same way about this movie. I think it is fun to make fun of. It has a lot of silly things in it, but it's just so entertaining. And maybe it's just the nostalgia. But it seems to have like quite a bit of fans. I was kind of on the fence between a 3 and a 3.5, so I wanted to hear what you said to like kind of level me out. So I'm also going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I think I was absolutely going between 3 and 3.5, and I was like, well, let's depend if I can. It depends on how fun of a conversation we can have on this. I feel like if I was finding more things to kind of like laugh about, and you know, I think I would have been like, all right, yeah, fuck it, 3.5. Come on, this movie is super fun. But I'm gonna stick with 3. It's fun. The cast does a lot of the heavy lifting, but again, there's a lot of fun. So yeah, 3 booze. I think that, hell yeah.
Aligned.
All right. Well, hey, always a pleasure. Thanks, everybody. We're definitely going to talk about some more alien movies, you know, as we go. But this one I thought was just, you know, I think we just thought it was just a really fun one, right? Especially it again, just kind of how I was talking about if I could sell it to other people. It bridges us, you know. We're very in the Kevin Williamson-esque slasher
Love
late
him.
90s situation. So this movie, like you said, it's just very much a an extension of that, you know. So hell yeah. Anything else you got, Natalie?
No, this is great.
All right. Never trust your teachers, always question authority or destroy them is, I think, what the tagline said.
Yeah, don't stab them with pens, though.
Ah, jeez. All right, everybody, take care. Hope you had fun. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on the faculty. If you thought this episode was out of this world, hit subscribe and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you choose to listen on. You can give us a follow on Instagram at 321GhostPod to see what we have coming up on the schedule. We're very active on Instagram and would love to hear from you. You can shoot us an email to 321GhostPod@gmail.com to share questions, comments, or sign up for Natalie's webinar on the multiple uses for cherry-flavored condoms. Next week, we're going back to the 80s to cover Puppet Master. Thanks again for listening, and remember, if you encounter anyone who just fucking hates water, it's a red flag. 3, 2, 1, ghost.